On that same day, two of Jesus' disciples were going to the village of Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they were talking and thinking about what had happened, Jesus came near and started walking along beside them, but they did not know who he was. Jesus asked them, "What were you talking about as you walked along?" The two of them stood there looking sad and gloomy. Then one named Cleophas asked Jesus, "Are you the only person from Jerusalem who didn't know what was happening there these last few days?" "What do you mean?" Jesus asked. And they answered, "Those things that happened to Jesus from Nazareth. By what he did and said, he showed that he was a powerful prophet who pleased God and all the people." Then the chief priests and our leaders had him arrested and sentenced to die on a cross. We had hoped that he would be the one to set Israel free, but it has already been 3 days since all this happened. Some women in our group surprised us. They had gone to the tomb early in the morning, but did not find the body of Jesus. And they came back saying that they had seen a vision of angels who told them that he is alive. Some men from our group went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they didn't see Jesus either. Then Jesus asked the two disciples, "Why can't you understand? How can you be so slow to believe all that the prophets said? Didn't you know that the Messiah would have to suffer before he was given his glory?" Jesus then explained everything written about himself in the scriptures, beginning with the law of Moses and the book of the prophets. When the two of them came near the village where they were going, Jesus seemed to be going further. They begged him, "Stay with us. It's already late, and the sun is going down." So Jesus went into the house to stay with them. After he sat down to eat, he took some bread, blessed it and broke it, then gave it to them. At once they knew who he was, but he disappeared. They said to each other, "When he talked with us along the road and explained the scriptures, did not our hearts burn within us?" So they got right up and returned to Jerusalem. The two disciples found the 11 apostles and the others gathered together, and they learned from the group that the Lord was really alive and had appeared to Peter. Then the disciples from Emmaus told what had happened on the road and how they knew he was the Lord when he broke the bread. Recently, I was at a funeral where a daughter and 4 sons read a letter to their mother. They chose to do this rather than speak about her at the time of the eulogy. And it was very beautiful to hear the story they wanted to tell us about their mother, and spoken with such love and gratitude, we all prayed for a woman we had come to know in the telling of the story and the breaking of the bread. As I had been pondering the story of Jesus appearing to 2 disciples on the road to Emmaus, I thought I would like to speak to Jesus rather than about him. And so, Jesus, during the time of Lent, as we have been walking with you for 40 days on your journey, reading about you and experiencing you as we break open your word, receiving you in the breaking of bread, we have made a journey which eventually led you and us to Jerusalem and to the cross. I think we have come to recognize you more deeply as our beloved brother and to experience you in this way, Son of God, who rose from the dead. And now, today, we walk with you in your risen life on the road to Emmaus, and experience you as the one who transforms. This road is not a road of the past, it is our road today. You are still walking with us, explaining the scriptures, breaking bread, and yes, often disappearing from our sight. And even when you seem to disappear, faith tells us we are never alone. You invite us to recognize you in the stranger who comes into our life, often in ways we least expect, and to listen to their story and hear their experience. Somehow, as we hear the story, we are enlightened and begin to understand why they are the way they are. You ask us to trust all those you send to us on the journey, because unless we trust, we can never really hear their story with an open heart, never really see this one who is perhaps suffering, confused, needing a listening heart. Jesus, in your new risen life, you promised you would send us your Spirit, and today, through your Spirit, you ask us what we are talking about as we walk along our way, our journey. I am really grateful for this question, which helps me to become more aware of the questions that occupy my mind. Many questions which remind me of the depths of your love, and especially questions about your amazing relationship that you have with your God, your other. And so, may I not stand sad and gloomy, like those on the road to Emmaus, unaware of your presence in all whom I meet, because truly you are the one who has set us free, free to be at one with all whom we are privileged to journey. And so may my heart and our hearts continue to burn within us as we recognize you and all of those who are waiting for a loving presence, namely your presence. As we continue to see you in all of creation, may we learn more about you as we share our understanding of you in the opening of the scripture and the breaking of the bread. Thank you, Jesus, for this journey, this road to Emmaus with you, our risen Christ, which leads us into the heart of your Trinity. Blessings this Easter tide.